Today is Remembrance Day, so among the stories of courage, valour and quiet determination, it's also fitting to talk about the symbols and memorials dedicated to remembering the sacrifice of many for our freedom. 101.5 is chatting with Karen Warwick, a Beachmere historian and author, about the Beachmere Memorial. Good morning, Karen, and thank you for joining us again on our special Remembrance Day broadcast.
Good morning. So before the current memorial was placed in Clayton Park, Beachmere's first monument stood proudly at the entrance to town. It was dedicated in November 1996, and for many years it stood as a quiet symbol of remembrance until it was decommissioned in 2007. It was redesigned and moved to its new home in Clayton Park. Back in October 1995, the Beachmere Whisper shares the hopes of the Beachmere RSL and Ladies Auxiliary. They wrote, "The most important project currently for the Beachmere RSL and Ladies Auxiliary is the building and placement of the monument. It will sit on land at the approach of Beachmere Town and will certainly beautify the area. It will be an inheritance for future generations to respect, cherish, and remember the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice so that we remain free." What wasn't widely known at the time was the story of the shrubs planted beside that first memorial. The main shrub, still thriving today, is no ordinary hibiscus. It is a specially propagated variety, chosen and grown as a living symbol of remembrance. This memorial hibiscus was dedicated on November the 11th, 1996, marking the 50th anniversary of the end of World War II. The planting formed part of a national initiative called Australia Remembers, a program honouring those who served and sacrificed for our freedom. But the hibiscus isn't the only living memorial in our community. At the Beachmere State School stands the Gallipoli or Lone Pine, planted in June 2005 by the Beachmere RSL sub-branch together with the students and teachers at the school. For the 100th anniversary of ANZAC in 2015, the school held a special commemorative service at the tree. More than 300 flags were placed around the Gallipoli Pine, a sea of colour and remembrance, each flag representing gratitude for those who serve. And we have one more in Clayton Park. Another living memorial was planted in 2017. It was donated by Dickie Bird of the Beachmere RSL sub-branch and planted with the cooperation of the Moreton Bay Regional Council. So next time you're out for a walk, remember each of these plantings tells a quiet story of service, sacrifice and community spirit. Until next time, lest we forget.
Thank you, Karen, for joining 101.5 on Remembrance Day. War memorials may take many forms, but the common theme is to remind us of those we have lost. They are also a way of younger generations understanding the sacrifices made by past generations, lest we forget.